We'll go ahead and take our text verse out of Ezra chapter 3 and give you a couple minutes to find that one. And I'm glad that the Lord will speak to us from his word, no matter what spot we're reading out of. And I'm glad that we can find truth in the black book. I know some people, they think the Old Testament, that doesn't have anything for us. Hey, I'm glad that that Old Testament points towards Jesus Christ, and we can find him in every word in that. So if we could, we'll see if we can get some encouragement out of the Word of God. I'm going to go ahead and go from Ezra chapter 3. I'm going to read from verse 10 down to the end of the chapter, and then we'll go to the Lord in prayer. And Ezra chapter 3, verse 10, this will give us a little background. And when the builders laid the foundation of the temple of the Lord, they set the priest in their apparel with trumpets, and the Levites and the sons of Asaph with cymbals, to praise the Lord after the ordinance of David, king of Israel. And they sang together by course in praising and giving thanks unto the Lord, because he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. I'm glad in Ezra chapter 3 they could say that the Lord is good and that his mercy endureth forever. And I'm glad in 2022 we can praise the Lord this afternoon and say that he is good and his mercy endures forever. He says, then it says, towards Israel, and I'm glad he's good towards the United States. And all the people shouted with a great shout when they praised the Lord, because the foundation of the house of the Lord was laid. But many of the priests and Levites and the chief of the fathers, who were ancient men that had seen the first house when the foundation of the house was laid before their eyes, wept with a loud voice, and many shouted aloud for joy, so that the people could not discern the noise of the shouting from the joy from the noise of the weeping of the people. For the people shouted with a loud shout, and this is what we'll focus on this afternoon, and the noise was heard afar off. God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you for the day. God, we thank you, Lord, for the invitation, God, to come out and be with these fine people. God, Lord, we thank you, Lord, for this church, Lord, the history of this church. Lord, we thank you, Lord, for what it stands for. And Lord, we thank you, Lord, for the opportunity, God, to speak to your people. If you would, Lord, please help us with opening your word. Lord, please challenge us, Lord, speak to us. Lead, guide, and direct us. In Jesus' precious name, we ask these things. Amen. And as we'll go ahead this afternoon, we'll focus on that verse 13 and the end of that part, and the noise was heard afar off. As we won't go into the history here, but we know that the nation of Israel, hey, had fallen away from God. They'd turned their back. Hey, they'd wandered off. They once were following God. God was their God, and they were the people. Hey, but we know that sin had drew them away from their first love, and we found out that that led, hey, to a little bit of trouble for Israel. They were carried away. The southern kingdom of Judah, hey, was drawn off and held captive in Babylon for 70 years. And at this time, Solomon's temple had been destroyed. We won't go through the history of Ezra. We're not focusing on that. Hey, but we know here that God had allowed his people to go back and the temple to be rebuilt. And as we take our text here, we see that there were two kinds of people when the foundation of this temple was laid. One, hey, wept with a loud voice, and the other one shouted with a loud voice. And they said they mixed together and they could not discern, were they happy, hey, or were they sad? But the verse we focus on here was that the noise was heard afar off. And I'm asking you this afternoon, maybe, hey, we won't be long before you if that's how the Lord allows it. You know, I'd like to preach for about 15 minutes. I always wanted to. Hey, but we'll go as long as short as the Lord will have us here. Hey, but I'd like to ask you, what type of noise are you making this afternoon? I'm glad that this isn't going to be a message that God has sent to people, hey, to try to get them in gear. Why? Because I've heard the noise from Kazadale Baptist Temple. I thank God, hey, that this church has been around for a long time, and I've always known a good noise coming from this church. But I believe as the challenge that was brought out from this last week of camp, hey, on keep on digging, praise the Lord, we got to keep on digging. Why? Hey, because a lot of churches in the United States at this time, hey, we are comfortable drinking out of mom and dad's well. We are comfort just living, hey, in the church that mom and dad built. Hey, but what happens is when there are sons and saints and sons and daughters of God that move on to glory, hey, they need to be replaced with the next generation. Hey, Brother Dan, just going ahead, hey, and just trying to just coast off, hey, the coattails of the preachers that's come before before is not going to do it in 2020. Hey, we've got a God that was present yesterday, but we got to remember he's present today. And the question is, as the noise was heard afar off, what type of noise are you making? The Lord allowed me to preach out of this text verse at Anchor just a few weeks ago, and I believe it'll be the same line, but it won't be the same message. Hey, I've got a few things to share with you before we get into the message. If anybody wants to go and get on the internet, you can find anything you're looking for. Hey, but I got on there and I ran across the Gallup poll. I'm not going to just, y'all bear with me. We're going to get back to the Bible. I'm not a storyteller. I'm not a facts reader. Hey, but I want to try to set the stage in where we're living right now. I read in June 17th's Gallup poll, the question was, do you believe in God? And now we will come back to the setting of Ezra, but I would just like to remind us the setting of where we're living today. And the answer of this Gallup poll was an all-time low, 81% of the citizens that were polled say that they believe in God. Now, that doesn't just mean our God. They counted Jews, they counted Muslim, but that's just an overall consensus of, do you believe in God? And 81% says yes. Here's a few facts before we get back to the message. This is down 6 percentage points from 2017, and this is the lowest a polled number that Gallup has ever received. We are living in 2022 in the United States of America in a decline where a belief in the Bible and a belief in God can no longer be assumed. I've heard stories from my grandma and grandpa who went to church, and my granny who took me with them, and you know what? It would be unheard of, hey, to say that you didn't believe in God or you didn't follow. Hey, but unfortunately, in 2022, hey, it is becoming more and more the case, hey, that they do not believe in God. And here is what we need to focus on, hey, as God's church this afternoon, is the people who do not believe in God are more and more becoming the vocal minority. We have a silent majority in our country that, for the most part, slides by, but we have a minority who wants to shove a bunch of garbage down our throat. We know as the world is celebrating Pride, Pride Month this month, and they've got most of the people convinced, hey, that they just need to sit on their hands. Hey, but I will remind you that pride is still an abomination, hey, in the eyes of God. That pride, hey, led to the destruction of Sodom and Gomorrah when they went out and that prophet, hey, prophesied unto Israel and said, hey, look at your sister. Sodom is filled with idleness of time, hey, fullness of bread, and neither did they strengthen the hand of the poor. We find ourselves more and more living with the truths of the Old Testament. We see here, we keep going down with some of these facts. Hey, between 1944, when this poll began, and 2011, the majority of the answer was 90%+ believed in God. It's just in this last 20 years, hey, that there's been a downtrod, hey, that is falling pretty fast. Belief in God has fallen the most in recent years among young adults and people on the left in the political spectrum. Liberals and Democrats have shown, hey, the most of the decline. And I'm not here to preach politics. I don't care, hey, if you're Republican or Democrat. I just want to know, are you saved, born again? Hey, is your name written in heaven? Hey, that's the politics I'm looking for. But unfortunately, this is the trend. Hey, the largest declines are in the young liberals and the young adults, hey, in the Democrat persuasion. But the belief of God is highest amongst the political conservatives and Republicans. But this reflects, hey, that we have a contradiction in our country. More and more as the divide goes, we know that the Bible says, and Jesus tells us, that a house that is divided amongst itself cannot stand. Hey, we cannot go on with division in our country at the rate we're going to. Hey, as more people, hey, fall by the wayside and say they are no longer believing in God, hey, now more than any time, Matthew, we need men of God to open up their mouths and proclaim God's word. We need men, hey, and women, and sisters and brothers in God's church to make sure that the noise that is being heard is a noise that is pointing people towards the Lord. There was another poll that was done in 2020, and it was a question of, are you a member of a church? For the first time in the history of this poll, as of 2020, 47% of Americans said they belong to a church, a synagogue, or a mosque. And this is down from 50% from just 2018 and 70% in 1999. What is that telling us? That we are trending south, and we are trending, Brother Price, pretty fast in the wrong direction. And I'd like to encourage you this afternoon, to keep your voice lifted to the Lord. Keep on the firing line. Keep, giving the gospel out. I praise the Lord, for the witness, that was said of some of the, the men and women that's been out knocking doors for the, for the bus ministry has been showing fruit. That's what it's going to take in 2022, to get the noise, to override the noise of the world. There's another thing I'd like to point in before we get back to the Word of God. And I don't believe that this is a coincidence. I believe this is fully related, to this trend. And this is because of a word named social media. Now, again, I'm not here to preach on cell phones. I will say this. As a youth pastor for as long as that I was, I'll tell you, parents, you need to know what's on your children's phone. You need to know what's going inside of their head. I heard a preacher say one time, if you want to let your children get on for 2 hours, go make them read the Bible for 2 hours, because they need to undo the brainwashing that was put inside of them. Why? Because social media, is leading the noise against God this afternoon. A survey said in this of the poll was that 90% of teenagers from 13 to 17 have a social media account right now. I'd like to remind you that even in the midst of Pride Month, they're the abominations that the Bible speaks of, are being solicited. They are paid people on side of social media, that are called influencers, who literally are trying to influence your children, against the Word of God. The song was sung, Brother Wilder, thank you for the reminder, that Satan's not just going to come up and say, throw that book away. He's going to take a little piece at a time. There's going to come a time, just like in Israel, a generation came forward that did not know Joseph. There was going to be a generation in the United States, that is raised that does not know Jesus Christ. We no longer have to send missionaries, across the sea, to find groups of people in our country that have never heard the gospel of Jesus Christ. Proclaimed, we have cities, in royal areas at this time, that have not heard the gospel of Jesus. We have to ask ourselves, what kind of noise are we putting off? We'll get back to the scripture here, and I'll say this just as a disclaimer. You know, anybody here, if I get loud, I'm not mad. I'm just loud. I'm not mad right now. Don't want anybody to get that confused. But I'm telling you, we just need to see where we're sitting in today. We get back to the scripture here, and it says here in verse 12, but many of the priests and the Levites and the chiefs of the father who were ancient men and had seen the first house when the foundations of this house were laid before their eyes wept with a loud voice. Like to ask us, maybe somebody here this afternoon is in this situation. It's easy to sometimes look back, look back at some of the stories I've heard, about revivals in time past. We hear how many different times, whether it be in the Welsh revival or revivals inside of the United States, I've heard the stories where Billy Sunday, would come into a town, and the bars would shut down out of the respect for the man of God. As you've noticed, that is no longer here. I remember being a kid on a Sunday, popping into to the grocery store real quick, with mom and dad to grab something they might need for lunch that afternoon. And I remember watching, the liquor aisles, have the lights off and the aisle closed. I'm 40 years old. I'm not talking about 100 years ago. I can remember a time where you couldn't sell alcohol on Sunday. I remember a time, where being a Christian meant something to the outside world. I remember a time where you reverenced the man of God and you gave him respect just because of the office that he possessed. We are now living in a time, where children are disrespectful. They have not been raised to respect any authority. And if someone stands under the full authority, of the Word of God, it's not openly accepted like it was in the past, but there's a natural rejection that's built to it. And I can imagine that just as the older men, the ancient men, and the Levites, they had saw the first temple, and they see the foundations now, and it wasn't the same. I wonder if there's anybody here, hey, this afternoon, or someone who would run across this, hey, upon the internet and get a hold of it. I wonder if we have any people that say, you know what, man, I long for the church of yesterday. We're not here to beat on the church of yesterday. We're not here, hey, to be a downer. We're here to try to uplift you, hey, to let you know that God's still on the throne. Hey, the church of yesterday is yesterday. Hey, and it was great, but we have a church today. I'm wondering how many people, hey, would long for that always. And I get in Jeremiah 6, verse 16. Hey, the Bible says, thus saith the Lord, stand ye in the ways and see, and ask for the old paths, where's the good way, and walk therein, and you shall find rest for your souls. But they said, we will not walk therein. We're living in 2022, hey, in a society that has straight up said, we will not walk in the paths of the Lord. Hey, when we look at going to the old paths and seeing the old way, hey, we are watching as the American religion is being propagated, hey, and the Americanism has seeped into the church. Hey, we literally are replacing, we are replacing churches with entertainment centers. Hey, I'm glad that anything I've ever heard, hey, from the pulpit of this church has not been for entertainment unless it involved getting the gospel, hey, to the community in this area. Thank God that you can go ahead and you can have fun, but you still need the Word of God. Hey, I was great when glad when my kids came home and they said, you know what, Dad? Hey, we had three church services today. Then all of a sudden the second day, Dad, we had three church services again. Hey, being a youth pastor, I'm all about having fun. Hey, I'm all about playing games. But I tell you what, hey, it's going to take the gospel, hey, to turn this nation around. Hey, what do we need to do? We need to lift up our voices and let that noise be heard in the community. We don't live in the church of yesterday. You know, I've got some commentaries from, hey, some older preachers that have went on. Hey, and praise the Lord for those commentaries. Hey, but Brother Wilder, Charles Spurgeon had no idea how to deal with the internet. He had no idea how to live in an area where homosexuality would not just be accepted but promoted. Hey, with the church of yesterday is great. Hey, church, but I want to encourage you that we have the church of today. Hey, I'm glad of all of the great men of God. Hey, you could come up with a hall of faith, hey, for the men of God that have stood behind this sacred pulpit right here. Hey, I'm not worthy. I'm the lowest on the list. Hey, I know the men that have stood here and I appreciate it. Hey, but I'm telling you what, hey, we can't go to the past. Hey, I love some of the men of God that have passed on. Hey, and heaven's full of them. Hey, but church, if I can encourage you, hey, we can't look to yesterday's church. We look to today. Why? Because it's Brother Travis Burke who's filling the pulpit now. Hey, if our children are going to hear the gospel, it's going to be the men of God that are in this auditorium. Hey, we don't need to look back and weep. Hey, we need to look forward and rejoice. It says here as we keep reading, he says here, and many shouted aloud for joy. The old men, the ancient men wept, but the young men, this is all they had. These young men, all they had heard about their life was how great this temple would be. All they'd heard as they were in captivity and they're coming back is how great the story was. And Brother Dan, the expectations, hey, of what they thought they were going to get for the old men was nothing. Hey, but for the young men, it was everything. They shouted for joy when they saw it. Hey, church, the noise that we need to be making, the noise that we need to be putting out in the community, hey, is just as happy now, hey, as it was when the saints who were building the church were rejoicing. Just as when this church was founded, hey, and men and women sacrificed, hey, and became pillars of this building, hey, and the church line that was passed down, hey, stood and fought for the Word of God. We no longer need to turn the church, hey, into a museum, hey, but we need to turn it into the same church that they did. Hey, I know we've had great Brother Webb. I've never heard Brother Webb, hey, preach a message where I was not fed from the Word of God. Hey, I've never heard Brother Webb, hey, go ahead and preach, hey, and all of a sudden say, man, well, he bombed that one. Hey, but I'm glad for the legacy of that man. Hey, but Matthew, what that challenge is, hey, for the young preachers is to pick up the mantle, hey, and not talk about the church of yesterday, hey, but preach the same gospel today. It hasn't changed. Bible says in Hebrews 13 verse 8, Jesus Christ, the same yesterday and today and forever. whether that pole keeps going down. Hey, I'm telling you what, Christian, hey, we need to dig our heels in. We need to understand that sink or swim, hey, live or die, we're going with the Lord. Hey, if that pole goes down to 50 and then it goes down to 30, hey, and then it goes down to 20, hey, we'll understand that God has left his church here, hey, to do a job. Hey, we've been given the ministry of reconciliation. Why? We're still supposed to point souls to Calvary. Malachi verse 3 and 6, God's prophet says, "For I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed." Hey, church, there's mercy to be found in the hand of God. In Psalms 138 verse 2, "I will worship towards thy holy temple and praise thy name for thy loving kindness, for thy truth, for thou hast magnified thy word above all thy name." Hey, how do I know that? Because my black book right here told me. Hey, it hasn't changed. Hey, you can rewrite it. You can try to reinterpret it. Hey, but it's not going to change the name. This word is forever settled in heaven. Hey, it was good yesterday. It's good today, and it'll be good tomorrow. We get going down here as we go, and we're going to try to head to a turn here, hey, just with a personal challenge. If someone here this afternoon is a weeper, hey, you can be encouraged. In Hebrews chapter 11, verse 13 through 14 says, "These all died in faith, not having received the promises, but having seen them afar off, and were persuaded of them, and embraced them, and confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on the earth. For they that say such things declare plainly that they seek a country." If I could challenge us from the Word of God, I'd like to ask us, hey, do we fit that description? Hey, do we fit where it says that all these died in faith, not having received the promise, but having seen them afar off and were persuaded of them and embraced them and confessed that they were strangers? Every time in the Old Testament, hey, that they went to the tabernacle, or every time they went, hey, unto the temple, all of those, hey, all the furniture of that tabernacle, all the furniture of that temple pointed towards Jesus Christ. All of these ones in the Old Testament, hey, they died not having seen Jesus. They hadn't received the promise. They saw him afar off, but we get to see him. We get to have him. And we thank God that we're not praying for a Messiah to come, but we know that God has already sent his son. We're not praying, hey, that they would come, Brother Wilder. He's already came. And once we accept him as our Savior, hey, then we've got sonship. Hey, and then we've really got something to praise the Lord about. But it says here in Hebrews that they were persuaded and they embraced him and they confessed that they were strangers and pilgrims on this earth. Zidell Baptist Temple, if you feel like you are a stranger, and if you feel that you no longer fit in the world that you live in, that's exactly right. If you look around and you hear the noise of the junk of the world, Brother Dan, hey, the junk of that noise, we don't fit with that. Why? Because we've embraced this book. We've embraced the promise. We've embraced the Savior that it tells of. And where we can know that, hey, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. We thank God that that's not a past tense, that is a present promise that we can have this afternoon. Matthew 16, 15 through 18, he saith unto them, "But whom say ye that I am?" And Simon Peter answered and said, "Thou art the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "Blessed art thou, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood hath not revealed it unto thee, but my Father which is in heaven. And I say also unto thee that thou art Peter, and upon this rock I'll build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it." Hey, guess what? This still rings true today. The gates of hell are not going to prevail against God's church. Hey, we've got that promise. What is the noise, hey, that we put off as a congregation? It's not a noise of defeat. It's a noise of victory. To know, hey, all you got to do is read the back. Brother Price, read the back of the book. We win. Hey, the good guys win. Hey, the bad guys may think they got the upper hand for a little bit. Hey, but the good news is, hey, our Lord is still on the throne. Hey, Jesus is still saving. Hey, his ear is not slack. His hand is not pulled back. Brother Wilder, it's reach out in 2022. We thank God that salvation could be found. And if we get to a spot, hey, where we long for the church of yesterday, I'm glad for memories. Hey, I'm glad of memories. Hey, I've always said when I was a little kid, hey, I had a drug problem. I was drugged to church every time the doors was open. Thank God for that. Hey, thank God that I know what Wednesday night service or Thursday night, hey, service is about. I know what, hey, Sunday night's about. And Matthew, I can look back as a kid, hey, and remember when me and your dad was going to church, wasn't too many people going with us. Hey, wasn't too many people from the high school going. Hey, but I'm glad I can look back and say I know what it's like to go, hey, to church with Scott Huddleston. Hey, but I'm telling you, what's even better, hey, than looking out the rearview mirror, it's looking out the front one. Looking out the front glass. Hey, why? Because my kids weren't in the church of yesterday. Hey, but they're in the church of today. I can tell my kids, hey, about how good church used to be. Hey, but I'm telling you, church, hey, I'm glad that we can put out the noise. Hey, that church can be just as good today. Hey, why? Because people are still giving their lives to the Lord. Hey, God's still calling young men into the ministry. He's still calling young ladies, hey, to put their wants and their wishes aside, hey, and surrender to the will of God. It's still happening in 2022. Shouters, be encouraged. I can encourage the church with anything, hey, before we head out this afternoon, is I'd like to encourage you to stay on the line. I'm glad that as I'm preaching to the choir, hey, this afternoon, Brother Wilder, I'm glad, hey, that I'm not preaching to a crowd to where work is obsolete. I'm not preaching to a crowd this afternoon, hey, that doesn't know about work. I'm glad, hey, that there's workers in this church. How? I've heard the noise. How do I know I've heard the noise? In Nehemiah chapter 4, verse 6, he says, this is the building of the wall after the laying of the foundation of Ezra. In Nehemiah 4 and verse 6, he says, so built we the wall, and all the wall was joined together unto the half thereof, for the people had a mind to work. I was standing right here, sitting over here in the corner at y'all's missions conference 2 years ago. Brother Gossmeyer's in here. And he preached the message on how socialism has entered into the church house. That message is one of the truest, purest ringing messages, hey, that I can remember being preached in a long time. But I'm glad that Nehemiah reminds us that the work has to go on. Hey, and it did go on. Why? Because the people had a mind to work. If I could encourage you, hey, Kazadale Baptist Temple, is to stay on the work line. Stay on the wall. Don't take a break. Hey, don't go off. Hey, Matthew, don't get sidetracked. Hey, why am I picking on Matthew? I know him a little bit. Hey, Matthew, you got to stay on the line. Not just you, for the entire church. Hey, why? Because there is an adversary that wants us to get off the wall. There's an adversary that doesn't want to hear a noise coming out of Kazadale Baptist Temple. There is an adversary today, hey, that would just assume the noise be silenced, hey, from this premises than for anything to go on. In Nehemiah 4 and 17, he says here that they which build it on the wall, and they that bear the burdens with those that laden, every one of them with his hands wrought in the work, and with the other hand held a weapon. For the builders, every one had his sword girded by his side, and so builded. Hey, Brother Wilder, I don't know if you knew that song you were going to sing, hey, was going to be an encouragement and a part of this message. Hey, but I'm telling you, Kazadale, hey, some people had to get on the line and work. And while they were doing, there was somebody standing behind them. Hey, but they all had a sword in their hands. Half of them worked for a little bit. The other half had their back. Hey, they get tired and they switch. Hey, but they said, but every single one had the sword by their side. I'm glad if I could just, hey, put a little bit of bow, Brother Price, or a little bit of stamp on what was just put, hey, in this church and our children the last week. Hey, you got to dig your own well. Hey, I love my children. Hey, I'm hard on them. Keep them in church. I'm proud of them. But I'm telling you what, hey, they know that they can't go to heaven, hey, because what I've done. When they go ahead and God sends them in the places that he sends them to go, hey, I'm telling you, Brother Price, there may be a time where they can't call Dad and ask him, what did Jesus say? There may be a time today, church person, hey, maybe I'm preaching to the choir, hey, and just say, well, bless him, Lord, and go on. Hey, but maybe there's some people, hey, that says, you know what, that memory verse ain't for me. I don't need to do that. Every time I've came to church here, I tell you what, there's always been a memory verse being said. Praise the Lord for a church that says you need to put this word in your heart. Because Brother Wilder, there may be a time to where we can't call the pastor, we can't call the neighbor, we can't figure it out, and we're going to need to have this word hid inside of our heart. What's it going to take? In 2022, it's going to take a church sold out, 100% on the line, but individually, every single one of us need the word of God. We can't go ahead and try to just coattail off someone else's spirituality. I'm glad that, some of the best preachers in America come through this pulpit right here. I'm glad that I've never heard or heard of a man of God that stood in here and later was found to be a heretic. Why? Because there's good examples, that's been given to this church. But I'm telling you, to whom much is given, much is required. But guess what? We can do all things through Christ anyways. So that's not the challenge we think it is. We think, well, we've got reasons not to read God's word. Well, I could do this. I want to challenge you, through this authority to be the worker, that God wants you to be. Please stay on the line and stay in this book. I'm telling you, as someone who's just got his feet wet a little bit, in the pastorate, it's a whole lot easier to preach to a congregation of people who have read their Bible. Can I also encourage you, that it's going to be almost impossible, for a wolf to come through and spin you a fairy tale if every single person knows that he's not preaching the word in the first place. We have churches in 2022, as the Old Testament prophet says, my people, are perishing, because they got ignorance. They don't know the word of God. They're perishing because of it. But just because it's got a steeple on the top of it doesn't mean it's preaching the truth. Just because they're gathered and they may even have a cross in the back, might not be able to see it for the light show and the smoke machine, but there might be a reason that that thing's hid. Why? Because they can get it off because the people didn't have the sword by their side. Say, now wait a second, are you here? No. I'm glad that I'm preaching to the choir on this. And sometimes maybe we need encouragement, to stay in that book. Now, as we go ahead, I want to close with this last noise. If someone's here and you don't know Jesus Christ as your Savior, I'd like to ask you, what kind of noise are you making? When we know that the noise of the crying and the cheering, was held out, but there's a noise that a sinful world gives off. In Isaiah 59, 1 and 2, Isaiah says, "Behold, the Lord's hand is not shortened that it cannot save, neither his ear heavy that it cannot hear. But your iniquities have separated between you and your God, and your sins have hid his face from you that he will not hear." There was a time, we won't go there, we'll touch on it, Adam and Eve. They went ahead, ate of the fruit, and all of a sudden they say they heard the voice of the Lord walking in the cool of the day, and they came, they heard the noise of him coming, and they hid themselves because they knew that they had sinned. Is there somebody here this afternoon who's in that spot? Might be here, may have been here. Every service, April 5th, 1993, I was 11 years old. Heard the gospel on a Monday night. Went and asked the Lord to save me. Repented of my sins. Turned around. Brother Wilder became a new creature. Got born again on that night. But if you'd have talked to me when I walked in that church, I'd have told you I was all right. I come to Sunday school. If you give me sword drills, man, I'm getting them. You give me questions, Bible verse memorization. Tell you what, if I was 11-year-old, if I was 10-years-old, at this camp, I'd be wanting these trophies. Brother Price wouldn't have to worry about running all the way around this congregation. You just come to me. You just keep them coming right over here. Guess what? I trusted in that. I trusted in that. I thought, man, I'm not a sinner. I'm not everything they're talking about. But I'm glad when that preacher started preaching, he told me about life. He told me about death. He told me that my sin had separated myself from God. And you know what scared me to death? Is I knew God knew it. I couldn't pretend to be his child. I couldn't hide in the church house. I knew that my sins had separated. But then that preacher told me of a Savior. Told me of a man named Jesus Christ, that even though I found myself in a sinful condition, he told me that there was a man that already paid the price, that he'd already shed his precious blood, not just for me, but the sins of the whole world. And church, that's the good news of the gospel. That's the noise that we need to be putting out, into the community. That's the encouragement, that even though we can't, we have a God who can. Even though we find ourselves separated, that our sin had come into our life, there is a fountain that's been opened up, that will take care of that uncleanliness. Zechariah 3 verse 6, 13 verse 6, and one shall say unto him, what are these wounds in thine hands? And then he will answer, those with which I was wounded in the house of my friends. If you find yourself on the wrong side of God this afternoon, if you find yourself making the wrong noise, I'd like to encourage you that you got a friend. You got a friend. The Bible says there is a friend that sticketh closer than a brother. Hey, and I'm glad, hey, that I got to know about him through this word of God. Hey, and I'm telling you, if you're in a spot, hey, that you think that you've made the wrong noise, hey, I'm telling you, hey, you've got a Lord that'll save you. Hey, all you got to do is turn around. Oh, Paul said, I've come, hey, and I'm just going to preach repentance. Hey, repentance towards God and faith and trust in Jesus Christ. And what is that repentance? You can turn around this afternoon. Isaiah 55, verse 6, seek ye the Lord while he may be found. Call ye upon him while he is near. If the Lord's dealing with you, hey, would you do business with him this afternoon? If the Lord's calling you to salvation, if he's knocking on your door and drawing you, hey, this morning, hey, why don't you answer the call? Hey, church member, hey, if you found yourself, hey, being on the wall but really not on the wall, if you found yourself just kind of being there, you got the uniform on but you're really not a part of the team, hey, I'm telling you what, hey, your pastor could use some help this afternoon. Hey, this church could use some help this afternoon. Hey, but I'd like to encourage you, hey, if you're on the wall, you got your sword by your side, hey, you're loving the Lord, you're talking to him every day, hey, you're reading your Bible, hey, keep on, church. Hey, what did the church of yesterday do? Hey, they kept on. Hey, they stayed on the wall. Hey, when things got rough, they kept on working. Hey, young people, hey, we're looking for some workers this afternoon. Maybe there's some young people, hey, that this still hasn't become serious yet. Maybe this is just something, hey, that we just go to. And thank God for a basketball hoop out there. Hey, the good Lord knows my kid was out there. Hey, as soon as we got in the parking lot, he wanted to go bounce the ball. Hey, but I'm glad there's a ball to bounce. Hey, but I'm glad there's a church to serve in. Sometimes church, hey, can even in a gospel preaching, Bible believing, hey, straight on preaching church, hey, we can turn it into everything else except working for the Lord. Hey, if you're in that spot, hey, would you accept that call today? And I will go ahead and we'll finish with that last spot. And he says that their noise was heard afar off. Hey, preacher, if you would come, I'm going to hand it over to you. Hey, if I'd like to ask you, hey, this afternoon, what kind of noise are you making? If you need to do business with God, hey, won't you come?